B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the 9021 No podcast with me, Mani.
And Loren.
So we're going to talk about episode 4, Loren, on BH90210. The table read was what this episode was called.
Yes. So the script, the long-awaited script, they've already gone through a couple writers at this point. Everybody's finally sitting down for the very first time to read through what they're supposed to start filming the next day.
And they realize that they don't like, so Christina Lise, who's the producer, sits down with the writer. And the episode, I'm sorry, the episode, the cast, and they realize that they don't like any of their storylines, and they complain to the writer about it.
Yes.
And Christina Lise, the executive producer, a.k.a. Emily Valentine, she says, get your crap together because we're rolling tomorrow. Like, cameras are rolling.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a show, Fox is going to sue you.
So they all decide that they're going to, with the writer, go somewhere and work on the script together, which ends up being pretty much this entire episode with some underlying storylines laced through.
Yes. We got to see Christina Lise and Gabriela Gutierrez kiss.
Did they kiss?
Oh, yeah. Remember?
No, I think she went to kiss her and then she said, I'm not going to do it until it's right.
Yeah, but I think at the end they kissed. I'm pretty sure. Uh-oh. Are you telling me I misremembered?
I think you misremembered. Because at first, when they sat down for a cocktail, they went to a bar and sat down, and they felt like they had misread the situation. Like, one was saying, like, hey, let's just go for a cocktail, and the other thought that it was a date. So when they sat there, Andrea was, like, really nervous and, like, spilled drinks and everything else. And then the whole episode happens. And then I think at the very end, I don't think they end up kissing.
Look, I'm right. They do. She walks in at the very end and grabs her by the head and kisses her.
Really?
Yes.
How did I miss that?
You must not have stayed through to the end. They passionately kiss.
Huh.
I'm telling you, yeah. That was at the end of the episode.
I wonder if I stopped watching like the last block and...
You thought
it was over.
You got a got a little one you got to deal with. But
that's true.
Anyway, what did you think of this episode? I thought episode 3 was better than episode 4, but I did like a couple things in episode 4. It's clear that Ian Ziering and this writer woman are going to have some sort of a relationship.
Yes. She like love hates him.
And he's starting to back her up when the rest of the cast was mad at her for poor writing.
Yeah, Izzy kind of saved the day. The whole cast is ready to quit. They can't come up with a right storyline. So he basically goes outside and tells the writer, like, hey, here's the keys to my car. It's quiet. Go outside and work on the script, and I'll try to, you know, herd these cats. So she goes outside, and he's sending her videos the whole time of everyone interacting so that she can get a better idea of, like, their personalities and characters, which apparently worked, and... I don't know how somebody writes a flipping script. This is the most unrealistic thing to me ever. But I don't know how somebody goes out to a Ferrari and writes an entire script in an hour, but okay.
So Variety Magazine, I remember reading this, and I just pulled it up again, Loren. On May 16th, Variety Magazine, and for those people that might not know, Variety is like the TV movie Bible. It's kind of like their rag of all the inside scoop on what's going on. In real life, they lost showrunner Patrick Smith, and the showrunner's basically the person that puts the whole show together. He walked, as well as some senior level writers. They quit on May 16th, and that's the real writers for the show.
Do you think this was art imitating reality?
I'm wondering. The exact reason for the exodus is unclear. One source said the dispute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It was over... interference from two of the show's lead actresses, while another noted that the writers were unhappy with one of the executives overseeing of the project.
I bet you this was a big bitch slap to them.
Yep.
I bet it was.
And pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Beverly Hills 90210, which debuted on August 7th, was the biggest, highest rated debut of all summer.
I wonder if they'll get renewed, picked up for another season.
No, I think so.
You think so?
It hasn't been announced yet, but I'm pretty sure they will. Only 6 episodes this season, so we've got next week's episode 5, then episode 6, and we're done.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's such a short season. But we did learn some things about a couple different characters through this episode as well. Tori Spelling, when they were in the casting process for Kelly's kid on the show, which Jenny's daughter was going to audition for it, and she just kind of fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned that Tori Spelling actually auditioned for the show originally for Jenny's character
and
didn't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And Shannon Doherty, we find out on the show, the actress Shannon Doherty, who plays Brenda, held out for more money than the rest of them, and they all went nuts because they all wanted equal pay.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't help it if I'm a better negotiator.
Oh, and then I love at the end where she like gives them the sob story, and she's like, listen, 100% of my salary is going to go to help, you know, adopt children.
People in need.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, fine. Like, she just guilted them right into it.
By the way, Beverly Hills 90210. This is a new story now from yesterday morning. Again, Variety, and I'm looking at Variety magazine here online. Beverly Hills 90210 scored a 0.70 rating, down 12% from the week before, and watched by under just about 2 million total viewers, which represents a 32% drop from the 3 million who tuned in to see episode 3. Episode 3. So they're dropping each week, but I wonder if a lot of them are just DVRing it.
I'm not DVRing it. Like, I am going to the website and watching it on there.
I love the show. I'd be so sad if they didn't bring back for another season.
I know we talked about this, I think, in the first podcast episode, but, you know, they tried this reboot thing with 90210 before, and they did it with not a completely different cast, but it was new characters and
different network.
Yeah,
WB.
And now they're trying to do it again. I just hope it sticks this time.
Well, I reached out to two publicity people specifically for 90210 to see if we can get a producer on or a writer on before we do our last podcast, which will be in 2 weeks from now. So hopefully we'll get some answers, and hopefully we'll know at that point whether or not there's going to be a new season. And then they do end up getting a script together. They go to the set, Loren, and then they find out that the set has been vandalized and is actually on fire.
Yep.
And we have to assume that it is whoever the person behind the whole threat thing is.
Which I think we all think it's Zach at this point, but you know, we like the twists and turns.
That's right. And what do we find out about Zach in this final moments of the episode 4 of 90210?
That he is...
Well, he claims to be...
Yeah.
Brian Austin Green's son.
Yes.
In a kind of Star Wars, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker moment.
Which I almost think is kind of believable.
I do too. And this is like, he didn't want to come out and say it. So that's what I think. They set us up to think that Zach is the guy who's doing all the weird harassing of the cast members. But it's really not him. It's somebody else.
Here's a plot twist. Is it the bodyguard?
Ooh.
He's real friggin' hot, too.
So this is the tease for next week's episode, season 5. It's called episode 5. It's called Pictures Up. It says the first day of filming is halted due to a threat. The cast sets their eyes on a former co-star who may be holding a vendetta against them. I wonder if that's who is doing this.
Who do you think it is?
Oh, it could be anybody. I mean, you know who was a co-host who I loved was Vanessa Marcil. Remember her?
With the curly hair?
She was like straight blonde, brunette. Also, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking.
Valerie?
Valerie.
Oof. So, yes, episode 5 says it could be a former co-star who may be holding a vendetta against them. Jason's insensitivity while directing causes frustration, and Tori stresses over an upcoming sex scene. That's all in episode 5 next week, 9 o'clock.
Her husband's going to flip it when
he finds out.
On Fox
46. All right, cool. Well, make sure you like this podcast if you enjoy listening to the 90210 podcast. It's the only one that we know that is breaking down each week's episodes of 90210. Thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.